Maybe something called War Suite. I wrote this at such a time, I suppose, in one respect or another, I was thinking about the Vietnam War, though it's not mentioned by name. It was more of a sense of total war in the human condition, both inside our own bodies and history. Or, I mean, if we're at a state of war with ourselves, how can we help but be in a state of war with each other? And anything more than that, I'm on dangerous political grounds. This is called War Suite. The wars, we're drawn to them as if in fever. We sleepwalk to them, wake up in full stride of nightmare, blood slippery, mouth deep in their gore. Even in Gilgamesh, the darker bodies strewn over stone battlements, dry skin against rough stone, the sand sifting through rock face, swollen flesh covered with it, sand against blackening lips, flesh covered with it, the bodies bloating in the heat, then hidden, then covered. Or at an oasis beneath still palms, a viper floats toward water, her soft belly flattened of its weight, tongue flicking at water beside the faces of the dead, their faces, chests pressed to earth, bodies also flattened, lax with their weight, now surely groundlings. And the moon, swollen in the night, the sheen of it on lax bodies and on the water. Now in Aquitaine, this man is no less dead for being noble, a knight with a clang and rasp to his shield and hammer, air thick with horses, earth fixed under their moving feet, but bodies falling, sweat and blood under armor, death blows, sweet knight's blood flowing, horses screaming, horses now riderless, drinking at a brook, mouth sore with bits, sweat drying gray on flanks, noses dripping cool water, nibbling grass through bits, patches of grass with the blood still red and wet upon them. I sing 67 wars, the war now, the war for Rapunzel, earth cannot use her hair, the war of drowning hair drifting upward as it descends, the lover holding his cock like a switchblade, war of apples and pears beating against the earth, earth tearing a hole in sky, air to hold the light it has gathered, river bending until its back is broken, death a black carp to swim in our innards. Grand wars, the final auk poised on her ice floe, the wolf shot from a helicopter, that shrill god in her choir loft among the damp, wine-colored, crumpled robes, face against a dusty window, staring out at a black pond in the floor of a woodlot covered with ferns, if that wasp on the pane stings her. Cancer to kill child, child to kill cancer, nail to enter the wood, the virgin to flutter in the air above Rome like a piper cub, giraffe's neck to grow after greener leaves, bullet to enter an eye, bullet to escape the skull, bullet to fall to earth, eye to look for its skull, skull to burst, belly to find its cage of ribs. Face down in the pool, his great fatty heart wants to keep beating, tongue pressed to rug in a chemical hallway. On a country road caught by flashbulb headlights, he wishes suddenly to be stronger than a car. The elephant to couple in peace, the porpoise to be free of the microphone, this page to know a master, a future, a page with the flesh melodious, to bring her up through the page, paper shrouded from whatever depth she lies, dulling her gift, bringing her to song and not to life. This death mask to harden before the face escapes. Life passes down through the neck. The sculptor turns, hearing it rub against the door. Mind to stay free of madness, of war, war all howling and stiff-necked, dead. Night of the mind punctuated with moans and stars, black smoke moiling, puling mind striped as a zebra, ass in air, madly stalking her lion. Fire to eat tar, tar to drip, hare to beat hound, grouse to avoid shot, trout to shake fly, chest to draw breath, breath to force song, a song to be heard, remembered and sung. To come finally to an opening in a field without pausing, to move there in a full circle of light. But night's out there, not even behind the glass. There's nothing to keep her out or in. To but walk backwards to her, to step off her edge, or become her edge, to swell and roll in her darkness, a landlocked sea moving free, dark and clear within her continent.